Coming to you from Keiko Studios, it's The Balcony Show with Ann Thatcher, Bo Summer, Mike Roy, Donna Gallucci, and me, the Mad Cat. We have searched the globe for the best in indie music, so you don't have to. So here we go, The Balcony Show.
Friends in faraway places, sent with love and good vibes. Just keep an eye out for just what's coming.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Balcony Show, your number one source for independent music. We are here. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
So on today's show, we are featuring singer-songwriters that we have featured on the show, or they have been a Mad Tracks, or they have been on the show. So we're going to let you hear them again, and we hope that you enjoy our selections for sure.
You'll enjoy it.
You'll enjoy it.
Just sit back and crack.
Some of the best, really.
Yes.
You know what? And do go check out all of their music, because this is just a brief taste of what they have to offer. Matt D, Kindheart, there's so many when you hear them.
I mean, well, literally everybody we put on the list right there. Yeah, I mean, Christian Porter, all those guys, Kindheart, Thieves.
Just insanely talented.
So, Lost Hollow.
Right. So we're looking forward to this, but first, hi, Mad Cat.
Yeah, there we go. Here we go. What kind of BS you got for me here today?
Uh-oh. You know, the web.
Yeah, there it is. Useless facts. Facts that are freaking useless. Useless facts. Wow, this first one is kind of mind-numbing.
Yeah.
Useless fact number one, ladies and gentlemen. Australia is wider than the moon.
I did not know that.
Neither did I. I wouldn't even fathom that.
Wow.
That can't be.
Well, it's the mileage is, doesn't it say there right what the mileage is?
Oh, yeah. Let me read this, ladies and gentlemen. I was in such disbelief, I forgot to keep reading. The moon sits at 3,400 kilometers or 2,113 miles in diameter, while Australia's diameter from east to west is almost 4,000 kilometers, 2,485 miles. That's mind-blowing.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I never knew it.
Nope.
Yeah.
So if you ever get that in a, you know, a quiz trivia. Or whatever, a trivia thing,
trivia
you know,
night.
Is there, you know, what's bigger than the
I just always assumed moon. It was bigger.
Me too. Yeah. Me too.
Wow. All right. Well, that's moving right along. Useless fact number two.
We're in trouble with this useless fact.
Headphones can increase the bacteria in your ears.
As we're all wearing them.
Wearing headphones for just an hour could increase the bacteria in your ears by 700 times.
Wow.
That's what happened to me.
I didn't know that.
Is that what happened? Is that
working outside every day, 8 hours, 10 hours, headphones in? Oh, yeah. I ended last season miserably, as you guys know. Had to see multiple doctors over that one.
It's just, yeah.
Wow.
It's fascinating.
Over ear or the buds?
Buds.
Ugh.
Wow.
Hmm. All right. Well, shit. That's crazy. Gross and crazy. All right. Useless fact number three. We are more creative in the shower. Huh? More creative by way of my fat ass keeping my balance and not breaking my neck. Here is one of the most useful, weird, fun facts. If you ever felt like you think better in a warm shower, you're probably right. The warm water increases the flow of dopamine and makes us more creative.
So when you write a song, do it in the shower. There you go.
That's right.
See, that's funny, though, because like I don't think in the shower. I don't like when
sure.
I just don't.
I'm like, emotional in the shower. Like
I was just
going to
say that I'm emotional
shower.
In the shower.
Like I just shut off and let the rain want it, the water run over my head. And I just chill. I don't think about nothing.
But who knows? I mean, dopamine affects everybody differently. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I could.
If you screw up my showers now, and I go in there and I start thinking shit, I'm going to be upset. And
you'll get a phone call.
I'll be in the shower crying.
Because it's totally feel like my fault.
Yeah, right.
Oh I God. Love this.
All right.
Yeah, good luck with this.
Give me a second here. Kichisubishi is Japanese for unconscious eating. That's me.
That's Kichisubishi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Coochie Shibishi. Thank you.
Oh, and Mike Thank knows. You. I love it.
Yeah. Are you familiar with
what
this Shibishi?
What does this word look like?
It describes the act of eating when you're not hungry because your mouth is lonely. What?
Oh, my gosh.
Poor mouth.
Everybody's
Wait,
got a lonely mouth.
It describes the act of eating when you're not hungry because your mouth. So, you're like, you're making the movement like you're eating? Like,
I don't know.
For real, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Who knew? Who knew that your mouth could be lonely?
Who does that?
I don't know.
Lonely mouths.
Lonely mouth, heart.
I was saving kittens in my dream last night. I certainly wasn't thinking about food.
Kuchisubishi?
Kuchisubishi.
Kuchisubishi.
So you can say, hey, want to go out to dinner? Kuchisubishi, man.
Oh, is that what we're going to say?
I don't know about that.
I mean, if they're going to be sleeping.
I don't know.
All right. The final and last one. No, I'm still stuck on that. How do you know if your mouth is lonely thing?
That's weird, man.
You know what I mean?
That doesn't make any sense.
Your mouth is lonely.
Like, have you ever seen
if you think about the
like,
culture, though, it
like
totally...
chewing air?
It gets too lonely, then it needs to have a party.
Yeah, it needs food. Oh, look, you piece of cake.
Well,
my mouth is
saying.
No longer lonely.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, I was going somewhere else.
My mouth is lonely. I need to make spaghetti at 4 a.m.
Oh, my God.
All right, yeah, I don't know.
Spaghetti. Have you ever done that?
Yes.
Now that could be a song.
Me too.
Yeah, back in my
mouth is lonely.
Back in my theater days,
it's a good song.
Let's make
my
spaghetti
mouth is lonely.
At 4 a.m.
Back in my theater days, we would smoke so much pot, and everybody would start winding down, but I would get vicious, vicious munchies. So Mad Cat got to eat. So at 4 a.m. in the morning, I'm whipping up 10 pounds of freaking spaghetti.
Oh, because I was going to ask you, are you reheating spaghetti or are you actually like starting?
No, I'm making from fucking scratch.
Oh
I'm just going and just and then kicking everybody because everybody's now passing out. So I'm like, wait a minute, we got to eat.
Get a plate of spaghetti.
Yeah. And they were stoned enough that they woke up and ate. All right.
Hell yeah.
The final useless fact. The real name for a hashtag is... Octothorpe.
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that. Huh.
While we know that octo refers to the symbol's 8 points, even Merriam-Webster is unsure about the Thorpe part.
Hmm.
So, Octothorpe, you do you, boo.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I think she just had a stroke. I don't know what's going on.
What?
Apparently.
Octothorpe. Instead of saying hashtag, Octothorpe.
Oh.
Stay with me.
All right.
I know, you know.
Because you haven't done hashtags in so long that we forget your routine, Anne.
Oh, yeah. Remember those hashtags?
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
She's completely diverted her whole routine to abusing me with this top of show BS.
I just did it. That's not true because I did a hashtag the last show we were on.
Yeah.
I don't remember it, but you did.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Still
Anyways,
resulted in abuse of
useless
me somehow.
Useless facts. From the Mad Cat.
Yeah.
Put it to bed.
All right. So we're going to get things started tonight with a song from Christian Porter. The name of the song is Somewhere.
I want to love. I want to live. I want to be with you to a point where it's like sweet deja vu. Yes, I do with you. Away from a day when I'm without you to a place far away.
slow. Take my hand, let's go.
Welcome back to the Balcony Show on our singer-songwriter.
Is it a special show?
It is a special, special
singer. I wanted to double check.
It really is.
Because everything is fine now.
See, very upset that about again, that,
Bo. Wow. Yeah.
Special. I like it.
It is. It's great. So right now we got the song Paradise Lost by Matt D. out of South Dakota. Otherwise, Sodak.
Octothorpe.
Sodak. Octothorpe. Orthothorpe.
Octothorpe.
Octothorpe.
These people are crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Paradise Lost, Matt D. Here we go.
Time, every inch of them pain.
souvenirs on the cracked windowsill. Put my face in my hands and I whispered a prayer to a God we all killed. I abandoned all hope when I turned down the light. Now I live out the dreams of the dead man that dwell in the shadows at night. In the shadows at night.
Welcome back to the Balcony Singer-Songwriter Music Show. And it is very special because we've got some awesome, awesome artists. All past guests. We love them. We love the songs. We love the artist. We fully support. Next up is Winter's Child by, I think, Mad Cat. This is one of your top favorites, isn't it?
Yes.
Kind-Hearted Thieves. And I actually joined their WhatsApp group. So I get a boatload of notifications on WhatsApp. But I did do, because of them, I did do an Indie Radar, how this band, Kind-Hearted Thieves, uses that platform to communicate with fans. And it's awesome. They talk about dates. They talk about merch that they have available. They include links. It's such a great idea.
That's
and
awesome.
Very intimate.
That's cool.
Very, very cool idea. So check it out. Kind-Hearted Thieves, Winter's Child.
Forsake all that ails me. Brace yourself as I slam my stake into the ground. Haste will not save me. Blinded by the halo, I know I must be proud. Carry on. Your fate states so clearly. The way I know the sense of me has finally run away. I'm glad. Makes me weary as the life drains through the valley of the gray. Carry on. Strip what's left from my bone. Upon the altar of blood and stone, there is nothing for the stars to know. I am wandering wild as winter. Jog across my face and blame me once again. This fate will not faze me. I will stand upon this hill and scream my name aloud.
And welcome back to the balcony here on our singer-songwriter show extravaganza.
Extravaganza!
It's so extravagant.
We have a lot of artists on our platter, right?
Yes.
Tonight? That's
right.
I got to say something about this next artist, Mike.
Do. Yeah, go ahead.
Dustin Chapman, who is a part of Kindred with Riley Madison, that is his cousin, their cousins. Dustin just got signed to go to Dollywood, and he is going to be one of their lead country performers on stage down there over the summer.
So
just an amazing opportunity for him. I'm really happy for him. So
that's amazing.
Cool. That's pretty Sodak.
Well, you're about to listen to one of their amazing songs here, and it is What an Old Song Can Do by Kindred. Give it a listen.
Cover band playing our song, and why they gotta do me like that? I'm throwing out lots of jokes, fishing for some pity laughs. Random words to hide the pain, drown out your light, avoid memory lane. Funny how it took one note, and you know how it goes. Bounded head and a heart by the brain. But I guess they know there's a guy who's barely hanging on. And they practiced coming between it just to bring down his heart of stone. It's like they know every line had its own backstory of when you were minus for you always would be. And I still had a reason to believe it's true. Yeah, that's what this old song can do. I'd already changed the presets in my truck, broke down and tore those CDs up. That you burn and title for my love, man. Don't they know enough's enough? Cause love is never what it was. But I guess they know there's a guy who's barely hanging on. And they practice metal patsy just to bring down his heart of stone. It's like they know every line had its own backstory of when you were minus for you always would be. And I still had a reason to believe it's true. Yeah, that's what this old song can do. It's like they want me back in that moment when you were mine and we had no care. And just let the music do the talking, the rest of the world would disappear. But now I'm searching for an answer, praying that God will make it in. I guess I might as well try to accept that we'll never be that way again. But I guess they know there's a guy who's barely hanging on. And they practiced how we treat each other to bring down us out of stone. It's like they know every line had its own backstory of when you were minus for you always would be. And I still had a reason to believe it's true. Yeah, that's what this old song can do.
Folks, it's your hero of all things awesome, the Mad Cat, once again hogging the spotlight right here. So we got another Mad Cat's Mad Tracks.
Woo! Whoa, could you repeat that?
Yeah.
Wow, that's hard to keep
it's
up.
Like
this song is called...
I'm a little impressed.
Josie by Sun Henry. They are a Reverb Nation selectee, so give it a listen. Here we go.
Well,
Josie locked eyes on me like we're the only two souls weighed. And dragged from her cigarette and she kicked it across the floor. Looks at her watch looking for peace in a small distraction. Turns up her coat to fight the cold but able to find the words. Doesn't make a difference but I knew it'd end up like this. One long awkward silence in this nonstop fall from grace. Buster wheezes open, lets a few lost souls escape. I brush the hair away so I can study the lines on her face. They ask me what I'm feeling, I said I don't even know. Cause the words that come out just stumble on, ain't nothing really left to say. Doesn't make a difference, but I knew we'd end up like this. With silence in this, and as I fall from grace, and I feel, oh Lord, just like I'm falling. I'm hitting everything. Close the door, I took a small step back. Turned my collar against the window, nothing really left to say. There's no mercy where I'm standing here, no mercy for me today. Doesn't make a difference, but I knew it'd end up like this. One long, awkward silence in this.
This week's Indie Radar. So for our songwriters at the table, Mike Roy.
Yes. Hello. You have my full attention.
Burl Audio is an audio company. They've got a lot of products. They have a lot of studio things that they sell, different kinds of products. They are hosting a songwriter contest with over and some prizes over $9,000 for the best three songs that are submitted. These recordings have to be new, they have to be original, and they have to contain the line, come together. Songs must be submitted by May 1st of 2024, and the winner is going to be announced on June 1st of 2024. And the grand prize is a high-end home recording solution that Burl Audio does. So check that out, burlaudio.com. And, you know, times are tough, and maybe not everybody's got high-end stuff at home. go check it out. You might be the songwriter and you might be the pick.
That's right.
It's worth a shot.
Use that line.
Yeah, come together. Come together, people.
Right now.
Write a good song.
Right now.
Yeah, come together. So that's the line you need to use in your new original song that you can submit. So that's coming up. So you have like a good 4 or 5 weeks before that song needs to be submitted. So Mike, come on.
I'll be on it. Here come on flat top. I'm thinking.
All right, he's thinking already. So check it out. Cool opportunity.
I'd like to remind you that The Balcony Show is proudly produced at Keiko Studios right here in Penn Argyl, Pennsylvania. So if you have any musical needs for production, check them out. KeikoStudios.com.
Welcome to another edition of Mike's Music Box. Inside, you're going to hear some stories of the macabre, the paranormal, and the strange. So stay tuned, if you dare.
If you dare. Yes, whisper it, people, whisper it. So, hello, everybody. This is Mike Roy back here on Mike's Music Box. We're going to continue from last episode, and we're going to keep going over some band names and how they were actually thought of out of the ether. So let's start tonight with Mr. Billy Idol. So William Broad's stage name was born in the punk era when he was fronting Generation X.
Yeah.
Everyone else, that's a great band. I love that band.
Yes. Yeah, they were good.
Everyone else was coming up with names like Johnny Rotten and Rat Scabies. But Billy decided to put the pun into punk, intending Idol to be a play on Idol, I-D-L-E, as well as being an iconic take on a classic rock star persona. And boy, did he ever take that to the next level.
Word.
Yeah. Blind Faith, featuring Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood, Ginger Baker, and Rick Gretsch. Blind Faith was rock's first real supergroup. Their name came from the photographer who shot the controversial cover for the short-lived band's only album. He apparently titled the photo Blind Faith when looking for a name, and then the band followed suit. They loved the photo so much. And now we're going to wrap things up here with Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah, this would want to be interesting.
These pioneering hard rockers started out as Soft White Underbelly before getting a new name.
Oh, wow.
I know. Believe me, a lot of bands go through a lot of names in the beginning, and a lot of them are kind of lame or weird. And I'm a veteran of that myself. So they got a new name from music journalist Sandy Perlman, an early manager and producer. Blue Oyster Cult was mentioned in a series of poems by Perlman in reference to a secretive group of beings from outer space that clandestinely influenced our common fate. Swallow that pill. And there was probably a lot of things smoked over that one.
Oh, without a doubt.
So let's go over Buffalo Springfield real quick. When Stephen Stills, Neil Young, and Richard Fury's triple threat singer-songwriter assault hooked up with rhythm section Dewey Martin and Bruce Palmer to make rock and roll history, everybody else on the West Coast was coming up with weird, fanciful band names. They instead chose their name from a random brand of steamroller that Stills and Fury saw outside the place while they were living. Hey, there goes Buffalo Springfield. So, anyways, I'm going to end one more here because I'm just going to. I wasn't going to throw this in, but I'm going to. Cheap Trick. This name was inspired at a Slade concert where bassist Tom Peterson commented that the band used every cheap trick in the book as part of their act.
That's so cool. I love that.
Yeah,
that's great.
I love that band. So thank you for listening to Mike's Music Box this episode here on the balcony. And as always, as I like to say, sleep tight.
It's time for the spotlight portion of our show, where we showcase new singles from returning guests. And your host is Donna Freakin' Galucci.
Oh, hey, Donna
Freakin' Galucci. Smoking cigarettes.
Yep, he's usually taking his smoke break,
about it.
But he's here now.
Yeah.
There we go.
So we have some great info for you here today on Spotlight. We have Purdy's new song, I Know. But before that, I have to tell everybody about something really, really cool that I did last week. And just goes to show, you guys, you like a band, you like a musician, follow them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram. If you love a band, follow the individual members, because you never know what will turn up from that. For instance, I love Def Leppard, so I follow the individual members, and Rick Allen is doing some really cool stuff, the drummer for Def Leppard. Okay. So I found out through following him that he's married to a woman named Lauren Monroe, who's an independent music artist, among other things, a great musician. And they do shows together. So she'll go out and play the guitar and she'll sing and do percussion and he'll play drums. And I wanted to see them a few times, but never got out, never was able to go. So I saw that they were doing a show at the Cutting Room in New York City last week. I was never there, but I've heard so much about that space. Yeah, so that piqued my interest and I really wanted to go. And then when I researched it a little more, I found out this was a huge, huge event. So Rick and Lauren were going to do one set together of her music and, you know, her band with Rick backing her up. And the second half of the show was going to be a benefit from, they founded together the Raven Drum Foundation, which I never knew. They put this foundation together after 9/11. It benefits first responders, firefighters, veterans. So it's a wonderful, wonderful organization. And they do that through music, which is totally amazing. They educate, empower trauma survivors and communities in crisis. And they focus on veterans, as I said, and first responders. So it was an awesome event. And the people on this, it was like an all-star jam that they did really after their first set. And I'm just going to name a few of the people that I got to see there. Eddie Brigati from The Rascals, Jerry Brown from Diana Ross, Stevie Wonder, Lionel Richie, Peter Criss from Kiss.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Liberty DeVito, nice. Drummer for Billy Joel, Bashiri Johnson from Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Jim Keltner. My gosh, you know, he's an icon too. You know, drummer for John Lennon, Traveling Wilburys, George Harrison, Ringo Starr. There was Simon Kirk from Bad Company, Corky Lang from Mountain. The list went on. Oh, Paul Schaefer and Will Lee from the World's Most Dangerous Band. Wow. Matt Starr from Ace Frehley. Kazem Sultan from Utopia and Todd Rundgren. It just went on and on and on.
Neat.
It was just an amazing event.
That's
and
great...
I was so, so honored to be there and watch all these performers up there on this little stage in this like 250 capacity room.
Yeah.
So. That's really awesome, though. That's a great, great idea to follow the individual members, because a lot of them are doing their own
they're
thing
doing their own things. And and they raised over $10,000 that night for this organization.
Wow, cool.
So really, really cool.
And a great way to see these artists.
Yep.
These, like,
up close and personal. I mean,
when
did you get to see all these people?
Yeah.
You know, and there was a lot of famous people in the audience too. Like, it was just an amazing event. So
that's cool.
It's really, really fun. Now getting on to our spotlight tonight, I know from Purdy's. Love that band, right? They've been on our show.
Yeah, a long
time
ago. A
long time ago, though, several years ago, right? They're a Scandinavian band from Sweden. Two songwriters and producers. They've written for Celine Dion, and they've written for Clay Aiken and more, and then decided to start.
And you can see why.
Writing for themselves and playing their own music. So this song called I Know, it's a rock ballad. It's kind of a sorrowful, sad rock ballad, but it's a really great song. It's about making the decision to end a relationship in order for it to survive.
Nice.
So think about that for a while. And I hope you enjoy the song. It's a really good one. I Know from Purdy's.
We put each other in this crazy situation. Missing exes that'll get us out of trouble. Throw our parties into nights that got us nowhere. Is it the loneliness or love that keeps us so scared? Breaking crazy while our hearts are held as prisoners. I know, I know.
tearing us apart's the only way to save us. I know, I know. Throw our bodies into nights that wind up nowhere. Is it the loneliness of love that keeps us so scared? Breaking crazy while our hearts are held as prisoners. I know, I know. Yeah. I know, I know. I know, I know. I know, I know. So never look back. Yeah, we're on the right track. Mm-hmm. No, never look back. Yeah, no, don't look back. Turning loose and letting go is the solution. Tearing us apart's the only way to save us. I know, I know. I know, I know. I know, I know.
Welcome back to our very special singer-songwriter balcony show. This is a song I made one of my driving videos with. The song is called Looking for Happy by Lost Hollow. Give it a listen. I really love this song. Yeah.
Yeah, that's also the title track for the whole album. So, yeah. And there's not a bad song on Lost Hollow's stuff. They're fantastic.
Because I am looking for happy.
Who isn't looking for happy, right?
I'm so damn tortured by this crew that, you know, mainly Ann.
But if you're interested, you should all out there in Radio Land follow the Mad Cat on the socials because his driving videos are very, very cool.
And his art and his photography artwork.
Yeah.
Because it is an art form of art.
Oh, stop, please. No,
it is a form
about
of
me.
Art.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Mad Cat
Mad
Show.
Cat, yes. Will you sign my show map?
Yeah. Looking for happy, Lost Hollow. Here we go.
Daisies swaying, free in the breeze. Birds in the trees are singing along with me. I'm just looking for happy. Sunrise lights my smiley face clock, sliding in my socks. I pour my first cup of tea. Just looking for happy. If you open your heart, you will see there's a million little opportunities to be looking for happy, looking for happy. Pages where wizards and knights have magical fights as the rain taps so tepidly. I'm just looking for happy. There's a million for happy. Holding hands, toes in the sand, your head on my shoulder, drinking the moment the sun falls into the sea. I'm just looking for happy. Yeah, I'm just looking for happy.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Balcony Show. Thanks for listening to our singer-songwriter special. All kidding aside, I think these are some of the best artists in the scene with singer-songwriter stuff. Please do go check out their other music because it will not let you down. I'm going to end things tonight with a song from the Dan Guttner Band, The Fox and the Hound. This is so apropos for what's going on today. It's about uniting people. You know, there's more that brings us together, namely music, yes, than tears us apart. So with that, I'm going to say good night, everybody, from the balcony. So we will catch you next week.
Blessings with humble gratitude. The good news arrives. Two families in the same neighborhood welcome babies to their lives. Children don't see the differences we see. They quickly become friends. Protect their kids from the other family. The adults put up a fence. So sublime, the tears on her face. I don't know what to do. Wrong time in the wrong place. Seems so hard to be with you. Falling under, I lost my way. In the box of lost and found. One's a hunter and one's a prey. You're a fox and I'm a hound. You're a fox and I'm a hound. Hold on tight. She has plans for them to marry after school in just another year. He takes her hand.